My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. The number to call will continue with your Giants calls. We look forward to the Jets getting underway tonight. There was some baseball being played over the weekend. BT, Yanks and Wrigley. We talked about it on Friday, how this is an important weekend for them. And for all the reasons that we said, the Yankees went out there and looked pretty good, whether it was Luis Gil on Friday, obviously on Saturday, Clark Schmidt, and then you had Cortez piggybacking him, and Gerrit Cole on Sunday.
That was a big weekend. You would have liked to have seen Gleyber Torres make that play, and Gerrit Cole could have, win, gem, would have been nice. No, it was a very good weekend for the Yankees. Here's the problem. I really was bothered by Cortez's reaction. I appreciate his honesty, but I want to double speak here.
Being moved to the bullpen.
Yes, it bothers me more than I understand his frustration. He's human. I get it. Dude, you're calling yourself the workhorse of the staff. Your ERA's over 4. Dial it down, bro. And I think even worse than that, or maybe more detrimental, even though I do think he's well-liked on the team, so maybe it doesn't matter as much. I'm just saying to me, I never receive it well when something is going well and somebody within that team or that group is not happy because their role has changed despite whatever group it is we're talking about having success. Who are you to say that you don't like your role and I'm not happy? Tough.
See,
It's too bad.
I like that he said it.
I don't.
Hey, why? The guy wants to be a pitcher.
Yeah, seems divisive.
He's right. You know what he said? Oh, they're the ones who moved me around. They made me start opening day. And you know what he was saying? Basically, they placate Marcus Stroman, who's been here for 5 minutes. If the guy's got a fingernail that's off, he doesn't want to pitch or whatever it may be. And I'm not trying to knock Stroman, but like, remember, Stroman didn't want to ball there. So
Cortez didn't pitch particularly well, but still, the point.
He's been winning games for the Yanks this year.
He's been okay.
His ERA is just under 4, FYI.
It just went under four based on what he did the other day in Chicago.
And by the way, you could also look at it two ways. I know this is more about the comments here, but you could say, well, Clark Schmidt was great. Yeah, but Cortez also shut down the Cubs.
Oh, no question.
Every Yankee pitcher shut down the Cubs. So maybe that's more about the Cubs offense than it is the Yankee pitching.
Same Flame Cubs team that had won 7 or 8 games in a row before they hit a little skid. I mean, I'm not saying they're great, but they're not terrible.
Oh, understood, but the Yankees didn't hit either. I mean, for some reason, there were no runs scored this weekend. Anyway, I like Cortez's comments because he's being open and honest about it, saying, you know what, they're moving me around. They want to move me to the pen. No, I don't like it. I believe I'm a starter. I've been a guy who goes out there, takes the ball. Anytime they ask, they want to move me, I do this. I compete. I had no problem with this.
All right. We see it differently. I mean, not enough where I'm going to go nuts about this, but it's just not the route that I would take when there's 20 games to go and, you know, it's a half game between you and the Orioles here. Yeah, absolutely seems selfish, very self-absorbed.
But he did what the team asked.
What was he not going to do? Some protest and say, I'm not going to go out and pitch? Well, I mean, of course he's got to pitch.
What do you mean? Stroman did.
Well, not a whole...
Stroman flat out said, I don't want to pitch on opening day. It messes up my routine.
Yeah, but that's different than them saying, all right, hey, get Cortez up with the pen, and Cortez saying, I ain't pitching.
Well,
he
could say, I don't want to get moved to the bullpen. I'd rather not.
I guess he could have, I guess, and faced, you know, real legal punishment for the Yankees.
Yeah, or went kicking and screaming. He went...
Or how about this? How about you put up the zeros, which you did do, and you just take the high road and say, hey, listen, I want to win a championship. I've been here for a couple of years. I know it's a numbers thing that's interesting. And, you know, today I got squeezed out a bit. Hopefully it resolves itself soon, but I'm here to win. Why couldn't you say that?
Boone said he is back in the rotation now, right?
Yeah, by the way, I thought Boone was... Now, again, I don't want to go on a tangent here.
Can we have
but
a Boone sound if we can after talking about Cortez? I did see him speak. Cortez, I
can
think...
encapsulate what he said if we don't have it. Basically, you let me know if we have it.
Cortez might have been in print only because we couldn't find that sound, but yeah. Boone definitely spoke on it.
He did.
Yesterday.
And I read the Cortez stuff. I actually read the Boone stuff as well, though. I do know we have the audio. Basically, Boone said, hey, I get it, man. Like, he didn't have any issue with it. And Boone, listen, it doesn't surprise you that Aaron Boone says that, because Aaron Boone doesn't call out Gleyber Torres when he jogs. So he's going to get on Cortez, who's a pretty good competitor. And I like Nestor Cortez. I don't like the look. It seems a little selfish. If it's April or May or you're in a contract push, I understand there's human reasons to feel that way. Don't admit that when you're chasing a pennant.
Understood. I thought he handled a very delicate thing with a perfect balance of honesty and also saying, you know what, I do whatever the team wants from me. I'm going to go out and continue to do that. But no, I'm not happy about it. I feel like I deserve to be in the starting rotation, which he's going to feel that way regardless of what he says. But the fact that he was honest with us, you know what, I like it. And it's not like all the other guys in that role. Like Carlos Ordonez have been much better. Marcus Stroman has been much better. But yet those guys, oh, no, nobody's going to ask them to move. But yet, hey, how come Rodon couldn't start opening day? Big bag Carlos. See, if I'm Cortez, I say, you pay big bag Carlos Rodon is $160 million. Where is he on opening day? Why couldn't he start? Oh, he's too fragile to deal with opening day. Marcus Stroman, you paid him the contract, whatever he is. Stroman's been an all-star in this league. He's been a valuable starting pitcher for years. You ask him to pitch opening day, he doesn't want to go off his routine. But yet they turn to Nestor Cortez. And then when somebody needs to be moved to the pen, they go to Nestor Cortez again. So I understand him being ticked off of that. I would be too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the Giants. Calls BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Actually, Chris in Bayshore wants to talk about Nasty Nestor. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hi, guys. Listen, Sal, I love you and everything, but, you know, BT played the game. I played the game a little bit. I got to be with BT on this. What he said is
totally
out of line.
Well, hold on, Chris, before you get to that, you're allowed to disagree with my opinion all you want. Don't say you played the game and BT played the game, and that's why you're favoring him. You want to agree with what he said? Fine. You played the game at what level?
I played 1 year of independent baseball.
Okay, that means nothing to me. Sorry, all due respect. And I know it's very difficult.
That's fine.
It has nothing to do with the conversation. I'd say the same thing to BT. We joke around about it.
It absolutely does. Because when you play the game, you understand what the effects are on a team of a guy's comment.
Right. I played the game too in Little League.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's why you don't have a frame of reference.
Yeah. No, I do have a frame of reference.
Oh, boy.
Chris, you didn't make it. You didn't make it. What I wanted to do, I'm in the big leagues, and what I wanted to do, you didn't make it. So I don't want to hear about it. You played the game.
And again, it has nothing to do with Cortez's comments. But what I'm saying is that if you play the game, you understand that a guy popping off like that can have a negative effect on the team.
Chris, how about you played the game, so you know more than I do. You're right. What about the effect that Marcus Stroman had or Carlos Rodon when they were asked to pitch opening day and they said no? How about that effect?
I have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea? You played the game. You played the game. So you played the game in your independent league. If a manager comes to you and says, Chris, we want you to pitch opening day, and you say no, or your teammate, they go, okay, we want you to pitch opening day, and they say no, what kind of impact does that have on the team? You have no idea? You played the game. You were in the dugouts. What do you mean?
Play for the Ducks?
No.
Oh, Chris, it's all good. You got under his skin there, Chris. I don't know why I'm getting pulled into this. What did I do?
Having a rough day.
No, I'm not having a rough day. I said you're allowed to disagree with your opinion, but you playing an independent league or BT playing at Marist does not minimize my opinion. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, but your opinion is different than guys who have played at a different level. That's all I'm saying.
I'll take it a step further, Chris, and thank you for the call. I don't care if you played at the big league level. I don't care. My opinion is my opinion. Hey, you don't want to value it, that's up to you. But I'm certainly not going to value your opinion more than my own because you played in the independent league or because BT played at Marist.
Stop pulling me into on.
He was making it like, well, you two know what you're talking about.
Listen, I get it.
You're allowed to disagree.
Of course. Listen, that's like, first of all, if that's the case, then neither you nor I can speak about anything.
Period. Well, I was going to bring Boomer and Tiki into it, but they want to go
so
there.
So we can't talk about Daniel Jones? We didn't play.
Right. Exactly.
Wait, I played in the street.
Right.
I could throw that Nerf ball pretty, especially when it was wet. I could fling that thing, couple of telephone poles.
Like, I'll acknowledge, and maybe I was a little sensitive
good,
to it.
Chris.
Fine, yeah, it's all good, Chris. Yeah. We do appreciate it.
I got you. I can see why that bothered you. I don't know if you had to belabor it for 3 minutes, but I understand the wrath a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, think about this too. Chris's point. I also think that there's a lot of people who played in the majors who would actually disagree with what me and Chris are saying.
Correct.
It seem like it's a uniform view that if you played, that you would 100% of the people weighing in on this opinion agree with me and Chris. And I don't think that that's... I could see a lot of people disagreeing with what I said.
And that's the point. It should be irrelevant. That was my point.
I got it.
By the way, Nestor Cortez is in the big leagues, and he did it. And there are players that are in the big leagues that do dumb things and say dumb things all the time.
For sure.
I happen to like what Cortez did because I don't think it undermined his team, but also got the point across that he was not happy with the situation.
Independent ball is a tough, it's a tough run, man. You're doing it for the love of the game at that point.
Now, where, like...
They're all over the country.
So does that mean more than playing college or no?
Yeah. It's a minor league, so... After college.
But, like, you could have technically played.
I signed with an independent team.
That's what I'm
saying.
And if you were healthier or really wanted to get
I wasn't good enough.
But I'm saying you could have played. If you were healthier and you really wanted to dedicate yourself to playing independent.
I probably could have played a year or two.
That's what I'm saying.
No, there's no doubt.
A lot of people probably could do that, but some say you
don't. I don't know about a lot of people. Let's not stretch the boundary. Could you have? Well, so. Graf?
I mean, if things broke
that's
differently. If things go differently, who knows?
I don't know about a lot of people.
No, but I think
I stand up for myself a little bit here,
buddy. But I do think that...
if you want to keep going and you're decent, there's always a route to try to keep going to an extent.
My point is that most people probably don't play independent league at a college because they're like,
I can't make it. Why am I going to make $600 a month?
Right.
No, dude, I'm right. messing with you. I get it. I totally get it. There. So the difference between independent ball and minor league, like, it's just not affiliated. So the team that, it doesn't matter, but the team that I signed with a million years, I was only there for a week or two, the Nashua Hawks up in New Hampshire, right? And I packed my car up. I was basically back in 5 days. Right? I was hurt. Long story, but nobody cares. But so if I would have played for that team, right? And say if I would have played well, then and the Pirates were like, hey, I like this kid. I like this young player. They would then buy me or anybody, and then I would become under the umbrella affiliation of the Pirates. Independent baseball is independent of major league's purview.
Right. Well, that's what I was curious.
It's like the Ducks. The Ducks don't have an affiliation.
I know what it is. I'm just curious, where you're talking about coming up the ranks. Like, is it more valuable to play 4 years at a legitimate college?
I don't know anybody that hasn't played college that has played independent. Maybe you play a year of college and you fizzle out academic. I don't know anybody. I'm not saying nobody has. You don't go from high school to independent.
Right.
No.
There's no
way.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, independent is, you know, just
With all the respect, I love the grind and I respect, it's C-minus baseball.
Like
it's C-level baseball.
Like 30 and over league. BT and Sal.
Very close. It's not that far away.
I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to be sensitive there. Well, you come on. You're trying to undermine our opinion. This is what we do here.
Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong. A little lengthy there, but I'm not saying you're wrong.
It has been said before, like, oh, well, you're a Jet fan. What does your opinion matter on the Giants?
No, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But I don't react like that.
You sure about that?
Sometimes I do.
It was one specific case. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back. Reset here with the crowd topic of the day when we come back and continue with your calls. 888-808-1019 on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.